are at NACUSO Network Conference in beautiful Orlando, Florida, and I'm with NCOA's very own Rick Metzger. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's hard not to be great in a place like this, right?
No doubt. The happiest place on earth, I hear.
Yeah, well, that's what they say.
Well, you're looking tanned, rested, and ready to go for
that's
your
like
presentation.
I got my white shirt out of here. You know, when summer starts hitting, you know, you got to show it off a
little
bit.
Right. Well, you're doing it very well, sir.
Thank you very much.
You are talking about an NCOA update tomorrow here, and a couple of things I wanted to go over is, like, from the field of membership to the member business landing, you guys have accomplished a lot in a very short time, so thank you for that. What is next on the docket that you guys, what's next on the major projects?
Well, I don't know how major they really are. They're important, yeah. But you know, in terms of the operations of NCUA and how we interact with the credit union community, so they're very important. But I'm not sure that they're, you know, kind of the headline things that you would see with FOM and MBL. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the work that we have to do is on those two issues right now,
right.
Just implementing those changes. Mm-hmm. Certainly, we're getting a lot of requests on MBLs and just, you know, how to apply the new regulations. Getting a lot of inquiries in our Office of Consumer Protection and Access mm-hmm. on changes to individual charters due to our field of membership
right.
implementation.
Right.
So that's keeping our staff really, really busy, mm-hmm. which is what we wanted. I mean, that was the whole idea. If this is meaningful, that means people are going to want to take advantage of it. And
yeah,
the
no
fact
doubt.
That they are, you know, validates the fact that this is the right thing
it's
to
working.
Do, that it's making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the primary issue. As far as other things that we have going on as that we've talked about in the past that now we're going to, you know, move to those levels is more of, again, of our interaction with the regulated community.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at our appeals process. Is there a way we can just tighten that process up, perhaps have a few more steps in that process
mm-hmm.
To both expedite and also provide more information to various parties in the appeals process,
mm-hmm.
try to make that go a little bit more smoothly.
Okay.
That's one thing that we're looking at. I think you're aware that both Acting Chairman McWaters and I are very, very interested, of course, in the whole transparency of the NCUA.
Oh, yeah.
And that carries through to the credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about transparency in terms of the merger process
mm-hmm.
of what credit unions need to disclose
mm-hmm.
to their members
okay.
In a merger process.
Fair enough, yeah.
Transparency covers the whole the gamut,
mm-hmm.
and as has often been said, you know, every dollar is a member dollar.
No doubt.
And that applies to every one along the food chain
mm-hmm.
to be transparent about those member dollars. So I think you'll see us move forward in something in that arena.
Okay.
And then our ongoing projects, which is, you know, our updating our ARIES system, updating our call reports, updating all the types of interaction and data collection, and, you know, using our modern technology
mm-hmm.
that we're working on in terms of our own business innovation
mm-hmm.
to make our exam cycle you know, easier to work with, not only from our examiners,
mm-hmm.
but from the credit unions, reduce our footprint. Part of the implementation, of course, that we're doing right now is our extended exam cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So to continue to implement that and to use new tools to reduce the footprint in credit unions, I think this is all just beneficial for the entire credit union system. And I think that's going to be our primary focus for 2017.
Very cool. I want to switch gears here a little bit. With the CDFI situation, the Trump administration say they're going to making plans to kind of gut it. Well, I mean,
yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's a good move, and there's
yeah.
a lot of people out there not sure that's
sure.
a good move.
Yeah.
So what's your take on that?
Well, it's easier to look at a ledger when you have no knowledge of what it does to cut somebody's line item
mm-hmm.
if you don't know the impact in a community.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the good news is there's a long ways between a president's budget and a congressional approved budget.
Mm-hmm.
They hardly ever look the same. But what is important is that the proposal to eliminate the CDFI fund has certainly brought more attention to it.
Gosh.
And that's a positive
mm-hmm.
because it does so many good things in communities across
yeah.
the country. And, you know, the defenders are coming out of the woodwork. And I think that is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything else in terms of advocacy that credit unions talk
mm-hmm.
about. You can't be complacent.
Yep.
And you need to be able to tell your story. So I'm very hopeful that the CDFI funds will be restored. I don't know that. But I think with all the different advocates, not just credit unions, but community players and,
yeah,
and jurisdictions
and
housing advocates, mm-hmm. understand the role that that plays. Mm-hmm. And so I'm optimistic at the end of the day that they'll be restored.
Yeah, there's a lot of steps along the way. But,
yes.
But when that news initially came out, it's like, whoa, wait a minute, hang on a second here. There's a lot of folks that depend on that.
And again, that's just a reminder, Mike, that you can't sit back and expect somebody else to do your work for you. We're a democracy, and if you have a concern about some issue, you need to vocalize that. Mm-hmm. And here's an opportunity for those involved with community development to say, hey, let me tell you the story of why this is important.
Yeah. Brings light to it, which is a good thing. All right, I'm going to wrap up here because you got a lot to do today. 2017 outlook. Based on what's happened so far with the change, with the new faces in government and new administration and all the things that are transpiring, what's your outlook on the rest of 2017?
Well, certainly there's a lot of political uncertainty.
Yeah.
But the reality is we have to be able to separate that from the job that we need to do. And some of the things that we just talked about is to focus on doing our job, the things that's within our control. And continue to look out for the credit union system. And that's, I think, from my standpoint, mm-hmm. That's my primary focus. Those issues that we just talked about, seeing that they're implemented well, that they do the things that we said they would do and what is important for the credit union system, being called upon to advocate to Congress when asked about to weigh in on certain issues, mm-hmm. but to really do the job that's within our control. I think that's the most important thing. And I would say the same advice to credit unions. You advocate for the things that are important. Mm-hmm. It's a chance always to tell your story about your role in a community. Mm-hmm. But you can't let, concern about uncertainty grind you to a halt and keep you unfocused on your own particular mission. And at NCUA, we're going to focus on our mission.
Yeah. Don't get distracted.
That's right.
Put your eyes on the prize.
Absolutely.
All right, Rick, always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you
so much for the time. Appreciate it. Well done.
Care.
Go have fun.